Heyo, Daily Dosers. My name is Anthony, and I'm the high school pastor up in Ramona, and today we're going to be talking about this idea of prayer. And when I was getting ready for this morning, I was thinking, okay, I don't remember when I learned how to pray because I have a lot of concussions, but I do remember a prayer that my parents would sit down and like say, you need to pray this before meals and before bed. They'd say, okay, AJ, that's my nickname back home, pray like this. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this food. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And we'd pray that over and over again before bed. Dear God, thank you. And we'd pray that over and over again before meals. You best know when there's hot KFC and fresh white rice sitting on the table, you know my prayer was fast. It was, dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for, it was so fast. And that prayer in my life as a kid became this habit that meant absolutely nothing. Right, because prayer is something that we should be talking about here on The Daily Dose. Right, it's something that's really good for us. And every time, I don't know about you, but when I hear something on prayer, I always go, I need to do that more. It's kind of like when I go to the dentist and they say, hey, bud, you need a floss. And I go, I'll do it. And I just don't do anything with it. And so why do we treat prayer like we do flossing? I think this is the reason. It's because a lot of times, like your life and my life, we get busy. We have our to-do list, we have social media, we're going, and we're distracted. And oftentimes, prayer and connecting with God ends up on this back burner. And so my heart for this morning is that you and I, we would understand the utmost importance of prayer. Author and pastor Ian Bounds says this quote, and I love this quote. He says, a faith that ceases to pray ceases to live. Nothing well is done without prayer for the simple reason that it leaves God out of the account. Because there's stories all over the Bible, just amazing stories of God's people praying and God answering in a crazy way. And today, I want to focus in on a prayer made by the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians. It's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And he says this, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep the love of Christ is for you, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Dang, that's a great prayer. I love that prayer. It's so empowering. And Paul prays with this purpose. Paul is praying, and he's on his knees begging God, God, would you do what only you can do? And there's three things I want to focus on this morning. The first thing is that through prayer, Christ may dwell in our hearts. Right? So Paul's praying this, and he's saying, okay, Christians, like, God, he's praying this to Christians. Why? Like, why? Right? I learned in Sunday school that when you raise your hand, you said the magical prayer, okay, Christ would dwell in our heart. But what Paul is saying is like, God, he's begging God, he's on his knees. God, would you be at the center of their hearts, at the center of their lives? And I think the reason why Paul prays this is because we are distracted. We get really, really busy and we're sinful. And all these reasons why we put God in the back burner, some things other than Jesus creep to the center of our hearts and the center of our lives. So through prayer, Christ would dwell in your heart. The second thing is that through prayer, we can know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. How do you know something that surpasses knowledge? You can't. Literally, only through prayer. Paul is praying, would you help them understand how much you love them? Because that would change us. We'd be radically different, right? Because we wouldn't have to live like the rest of culture does, that wakes up every day and has to go chase love, chase affection, chase approval. But instead, we as God's children, we get to wake up from a place of love, from a place of full acceptance. We are loved all the way through the good, the bad, the ugly, and the morning breath. And with that love, we get to spread that to others and give that freely. And that's amazing. Only through prayer we get that. And the last one, it's my favorite, is through prayer, we are filled with the fullness of God. So good. That's my favorite, right? Because that fullness of God that Paul talks about here in Ephesians is the same abundant life Jesus talks about. And Paul talks about this again in Galatians 5 and describes it as the fruit of the Spirit, right? Paul is saying, man, when you abide in prayer with Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit just comes out of you. The fullness of God just comes out of you. It's like a lemon tree, right? When it's planted in the ground, it's being watered and planted in the right thing. You don't have to scream at it and go grow and like have it poop out a lemon. No, it just if it's planted in the right things and being watered, a lemon just comes out of it, right? If it's organic. And so, in the same way, when we're planted in prayer with God, when we abide in prayer, the fruit of the Spirit just comes out. Love comes out, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Man, if you need those things today, I know I do. I invite you to invite God into every situation today. Invite God to every situation. Ask him to come in and be ahead of you. Because the power of prayer is not in the words that we say, but it's in the God who hears. Thank you, Daily Dosers. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time.